feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. People from abroad always send Bab Dada a symbol of heart. They write their letters in a heart-shaped picture. They send hearts as gifts. So you gave a heart, did you not? But which heart did you give? One heart has been broken into so many pieces. Mother, father, paternal uncle, paternal, maternal uncle. It's such a long list. If you were to make a list of relatives in the Iron Age, it would be such a long list. Firstly, you gave your hearts to relatives. Secondly, you gave your heart to possessions. How many things and people are there to which you attach your heart? You attached your heart to all of these and your heart was broken into pieces. The father took the broken pieces of the heart and put them all back together. So, what did you give and what did you receive? So, this was yesterday's Avyakta Murli, which was the revised Murli of 10th December 1987. Baba is talking about the deal and you are the businessman and God himself is the jewel merchant or the ocean of treasures. So Baba says, you are such clever children. People thought of you as the poor, extremely poor, hopeless, and that it is impossible for you to claim a right to the godly inheritance. And yet, Baba has made you into the greatest businessman, and you have a deal with the Father. And what is that deal? You gave your body, mind, your wealth and relationship. And it's written, Baba gave you a healthy body, a happy mind, abundant wealth and pure, selfless relationship. So what have you given and what have you got? this is what you have got in the world. Baba says, your heart was attached to so many people, so many things, possessions, mother, father, paternal uncle, maternal uncle, and the list is endless. What the world had done to your heart, the world broke your heart into pieces. So this is all about attachment. What are the problems with attachment? What happens when you get attached to person? We are not just attached to persons, we are attached to persons, objects, possessions, ideas, some thought pattern, some belief system, some ideology, some faith, to our own ego, to some relationship. We are attached to so many things. And what happens when we get attached? Caste, birth, creed, place, language, seva, your own creations. What is the best thing that happens when you get rid of attachment? You become free. Why to let go of attachment? The greatest reason for that is you attain freedom, liberation. You attain freedom, meaning of life. Otherwise, you remain bound to some person, to some object. A sudden sense of freedom comes, as if you are in prison and today you are released. So it's a freedom from so many things. Freedom from phone calls, freedom from messages, freedom from WhatsApp messages and video calls, freedom from sharing your achievements, posters, everything, all the time. Freedom from asking for something, begging for something. So automatically, suddenly you become free from everything. So attachment, letting go of attachment gives you a sense of freedom. So you can celebrate as an Independence Day. It's a freedom day. That is the first thing. Second, when you let go of attachment, what happens? You get freedom. Or why you should let go of attachment? To attain freedom, meaning of life. One. Second, you get rid of illusions, Brahm. Otherwise, you are living in some dreamy world, in the world of dreams, far away from reality. Attachment distracts you from reality. It takes you away from reality. The moment you get detached, what happens? You come face to face with life. That illusion is gone. Otherwise, you stay in an illusory, in a dreamy world, thinking, imagining, fantasizing. It's a world of unreality, asatya, falsehood, dreams, fall. So that's the second thing that happens. You get rid of illusion the moment you let go of attachment. The third thing, you understand the real meaning of love. With attachment, you can never understand what is love, because attachment is always mixed with sensory feelings, traces of lust. It's as if a blind path. And love is again all about freedom. You understand the true meaning of love. With attachment, you can never understand what is love. Two persons are attached, they will never know what is love, unless and until they get detached. Then the true meaning of love will come to them. And they will understand that what we were calling love was but a passion and not love. Love is not bondage. Love is all about freedom. Attachment is all about bondage. You remain in bondage or you keep other person in bondage. You enslave that person. You hold him in captivity. So once you let go of attachment, you understand true meaning of love. What happens when you get rid of attachment? Next. Fear is gone. So that is freedom. Freedom from fear. That is first only. What else? Time is saved. Money is saved. So freedom from time waste. Freedom from money wastage. That is first. What else? What happens? Less pain. Attachment gives you pain. Less pain, less sorrow. Less suffering. The root cause of suffering is attachment. The moment you slacken your attachment, automatically your pain. If you are attached to some person, some object, and that person, that object, that thing, that possession is suddenly taken away from you, you feel as if you are robbed, bankrupt, and emotionally disturbed. Deep pain, deep suffering. So more the attachment, the more will be suffering. The less the attachment, the lesser will be the suffering. So that's the fourth thing. Next, what happens when you get rid of? Your mind becomes free. So you become more creative. So you attain success because of that freedom. What else? Emotionally stable. You can focus on your specialties because you have enough time now. Otherwise your time was being wasted in talking, in messaging. Your mind becomes clear. So clarity of mind is the important thing. Clarity of mind increases. Because of that you become more creative. You can focus. Your attention span increases. And you have the satisfaction of being on Srimat. That is the greatest advantage when you get rid of attachment. What else? Vairagya. Okay, what else? What else happens? So Baba is saying, your heart was broken. Baba made it whole. Yes, that is very important. You become unlimited. You attain sudden freedom from limitations when you get rid of attachment. You unearth potential. Sudden unleashing of your internal powers. And you enter the realm of unlimited experiences. This attachment prevents you from getting spiritual experiences. The moment you get rid of any attachment, the deeper your attachment, the more restricted and constricted you become. You get rid of attachment and suddenly you find you have become big whole. The oneness has increased. And another thing, point seventh, you get rid of that false ego and your identity. We have constructed our own world around our ego. And that ego says, you are mine, she is mine, he is mine. This thing is mine, that thing is mine. We are attached to our career, we are attached to our bank balance, we are attached to clothes, we are attached to everything. To this pen, if this pen stays with me for some more time, I get attached. If it's lost, I feel sorrow. So there is a false ego construction that happens in ego. That happens in attachment. The moment I get rid of attachment, I get rid of that false ego. There were two ants. You know the story of two ants? One ant was living in the mountain of sugar. Another ant was living in the mountain of salt. So the sugar ant once visited salt ant. And to her guest, salt ant offer salt. The sugar ant tasted and in turn offer an invitation to the salt ant to visit her mountain. The salt ant went to the sugar ant. But salt ant was little suspicious. She said, I don't know whether I'll get some food or not there. So she carried some salt in her mouth. And then she went to the sugar ant. And when the salt ant reached the sugar ant offered her food, sugar. And when salt ant tasted it, she said, it is same. It's, I don't find any different. It's the same food which I am eating every day. The sugar ant understood. The sugar ant said, don't you wash your mouth first and then taste the sugar? The latter did the same. And when salt ant tasted the sugar, it never went back to the ant salt mountain again. That attachment remained in the mouth. Once that is thrown out, she realized the true meaning. So once you get rid of attachment, these seven things happen. Attachment and?
Test.
Which test? Yeah. So, it's non-attachment that gives you freedom. The more you are attached, the more you suffer. We have an ability, a tendency, proclivity to hold on to things, to our disordinate desires. And this holding nature, yeah. The watcher goes away and the owner stays. And because of this ownership, you suffer. You are no more a watcher. Just as everybody knows that story. The man had a huge house, a big mansion. And the man is very much attached to that house. So many in the past had offered to purchase it, but he refused. He loved it. And one day, he finds the house is on fire. And the man is crying and crying and crying. He is uncontrollable. He was the owner. And my house is on fire. And the fire is so much. There are poor, slim chances of house being salvaged. And suddenly, the son of that man comes and says, Father, why are you crying? He says, can't you see our house is on fire? He says, oh, forget. Yesterday night only I sold the house. And when he hears that it has already been sold and the deal has been made, tears are gone and the father is no more crying. Why? What has happened? He was owner. Now he is one among the crowd. Because such a huge crowd has gathered. And the crowd is unaffected. But he was alone crying. Now he has become watcher. Till now he was owner. Now the focus has shifted from being an owner to being a watcher. And watcher doesn't cry. Sakshi doesn't cry. But then after some time, his second son comes. He says, Father, why are you so happy? Our house is on fire. The father says, don't you know your brother has already sold it? This brother says, only the deal has been made. We have not received it now. And I don't think that person will give us money now. After hearing the news that the house is on fire. And the person is crying again. Earlier he was crying. The house was burning. After some time he was not crying, but the house was still burning. Now he is crying and the house is burning. And the third son comes running and says, Father, why are you crying? He says, our house is burning. It was already sold, but only the deal was made and we have not received any money. But the third son says, I have just come from that man, and that man is a man of words. And he said, who knew that the house would go on fire, would start burning. I am a man of words. I will give you the money, no matter whether the house stays or burns. Now again, this man has stopped crying. House is still burning, but he is not crying. So what is this? Certainly there is a detachment. So what is it that causes sorrow or suffering or pain or crying or grief? It is the possessiveness. If I am attached to this mobile and this cell phone is lost, I suffer. But if it is not my cell phone, I don't suffer. So it is the my possession. It is that possessiveness. That's why you can't experience true love unless and until you get rid of attachment. Because in attachment, it is she is mine, he is mine. That possessiveness is there. And that person has to obey my order. That is no love at all. So getting rid of attachment makes you experience true love. It helps you to get rid of illusions. Getting rid of attachment makes you free. You attain a new freedom. We all want freedom. We don't want attachment. We don't want sorrow. And every desire leads to sorrow, that hedonistic tendency. Want fulfillment, want fulfillment, want fulfillment. And fulfillment leading to further desire, further wants. This is a vicious cycle of want or desire, fulfillment, further desire, further fulfillment, want, fulfillment, desire, achievement, further desire. It never ends. It's a chakra. How to break this chakra? By understanding the impermanence of things. Things are impermanent. This is a law of impermanence which is governing the universe. Understand the impermanence in everything. No relationship is permanent. No human being is permanent. No object is permanent. What I see as beautiful today may not remain beautiful tomorrow. Youth will turn into hoary old age. So, understand the nature of attachment. It gives you suffering. And you must come to a point in your life where you celebrate Independence Day. Your own Independence Day. Decide your date of Independence Day. When you get rid of all attachments. Because they made you suffer like hell. They have made your life into a hell. Because of restlessness. Attachment leads to restlessness. Detachment leads to peace. Attachment leads to uneasiness. Internal disturbance. You can't remain peaceful with attachment. Vyakulta it creates. So Baba says, you had given your heart to the world and the world broke it into pieces. Now give all those broken pieces to the Father and the Father will make that heart whole. This is the deal which you have done with the Father. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. People from abroad always send Bab Dada a symbol of heart. They write their letters in a heart-shaped pictures. They send hearts as gifts. So you have a heart. Did you not? But which heart did you give? One heart has been broken into so many pieces. Mother, father, partner, uncle, maternal uncle. It is such a long list. If you were to make a list of relatives in the Iron Age, it would be such a long list. Firstly, you gave your heart to relatives. Secondly, you gave your heart to possessions. How many things and people are there to which you attach your heart? You attach your heart to all of those and your heart was broken into pieces. The Father took the broken pieces of the heart and put them all back together. So, what did you give and what did you receive? Avyakta Murli, 10th December 1987. Om Shanti.